I will try not to.
Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Continuing our discussion about Oyver Lifnei Amispalel.
Right.
The discussion is whether or not it's mutter to walk across in front of a Mispalel, and the walking across is not the same halacha as sitting down within the Dalad Amos. Walking across is, we said, for two possible reasons. Either that he's mevatel the kavona of the person who's davening, by moving around in front of him, it disturbs the kavona, or it is that he's mafsik between the mispalel and the shechina. We discussed that as well, that he's making a break, creating a barrier between the mispalel and the shechina. Therefore, both of these halochas, or these halochas of la'avor, if they have a mispalel, walking across in front of a mispalel, are different from the halochas of sitting. So, for instance, sitting down within Dalad Amos of a mispalel, if there's a mechitza which is Dalad Amos wide and 10 Amos high, sorry, 10 Tfochim high, Dalad Tfochim wide and 10 Tfochim high, a barrier which is that height is mafsik. The example given in Halacha is of somebody who is on the Almeimor, somebody who is on the Bimo, and the Bimo is 10 Tfochim high. So you've got somebody standing behind the Bimo, you've got the Bimo which is 10 Tfochim high, therefore the person who is moving around in the person's moving around on the Bimo, he's actually allowed to sit on the Bimo because there is a mechitza which is 10 tefachim high, assuming that the Bimo is 10 tefachim off the, there are at least 3 or 4 steps, and therefore the Bimo is 10 tefachim high. That then it's a separate reshus, and therefore you'd be allowed to sit in front of a mispalel at the on the Bimo, but you wouldn't be allowed to walk across there. Because to walk across is a different halacha. It's not just a 10 tefachim mafsik. You need something. So for instance, you need something which is mafsik, which is full height. In other words, you'd need to have something in front of the person who's being mispalel, which is full height of a person, so that he can't notice the person who's walking across in front of him. So the Mefarshim say, for instance, that let's say it has to be 2 amas high, the height of a tall person. Yeah, then if you've got the mechitza of 2 amas high in front of you, there's a wall, and then somebody on the other side of the wall, he can walk across there. You don't have to worry about being mafsik lifnei hamispalel, about being over lifnei hamispalel. But what happens if the mechitza is made of glass? If it's a clear mechitza and it's 2 amas high, then the person who's davening can still see what's going on the other side of the glass mechitza. In the case of sitting down when we need a 10 tefachim, a glass mechitza will do for that as well. Because I'm just making a simon that this is a different reshus. We're not in the same reshus, therefore I can sit. But when it comes to disturbing, then as long as the mispalel can see him, it won't help if you've got a mechitza 20 amas high. Because if he can see through the glass, then the person passing across him, you might avoid the halacha of mafsik, maybe the glass is a mafsik on its own. Maybe you avoid that. But you certainly don't avoid the question of disturbing the person who's davening. So if he can see who's going past. So if you've got a tall mechitza, you've got 2 rooms, and you've got one person standing in one room, and the person standing on the other side of the room is over lifnei hamispalel, and the mechitza between them is a glass mechitza, and he can see him, then that disturbs him still. So therefore it won't help you. Carry on.
Friday, Kaf Vov Elul, 19th of September, Rabbi Sholem Siegel Shlita, The Great Secret of the Teruah. This week's Torah was sponsored by Norman Alabella Taylor to mark the chasna of their granddaughter, Rina Melish Techia to David of Belila Neri Yoir. Here also in Shuv Nibaris, name of Yisrael Hashem Salom. The National Master of Motion and Abuse of Zorah Rachel, his third year type was last Friday, Yud Tes Elul. Well, in Ishmael, Rabbi Yosef, Do, Ben, Rav Shimon, Michal, Tzvi, Zofron, Livrocha, and Yasef. Beschus HaShvum, V'Achalim, V'Melchomo, Shachzul, V'Tayim, L'Shalom, Bim, Heiro.
Hey, good morning. Coming up to Rosh Hashanah, we say the Pasuk, following Tkiyah Shofar, Ashrei Ha'om, Yoda Esruah, Hashem Ba'ur Ponecha Yahalechun, that lucky are the people who understand, who know the great secret of the Teruah, going in the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what exactly is this great secret? How many of us know the great secret of the Teruah? We know what a Teruah is, maybe, but what is the great secret, the Yoda e Teruah, that the Pasuk talks about? Be'ez Hashem, if we have time, we'll try and touch on that at the end. What we're going to begin with is something in this week's parasha. This week's parasha is very much a continuation of last week following the Teuchacho. And the first part of this week's parasha continues on warning Klal Yisrael of the impending punishment that will come Klal Yisrael's way if they don't adhere to the Torah and its mitzvahs. And the Pasuk writes, it talks about the sulfur, the salt, which will come and burn the land of Eretz Yisrael. Nothing will grow there. Like the Sodom and Amorah, which was turned over, Asher Hafach Hashem, that Hashem turned over, Ba'apoyu v'chamosoy. He turned over Sodom v'Amorah, Ba'apoyu v'chamosoy. Note, Ba'apoyu v'chamosoy, with Af and Chema. The Pasuk then continues on, V'yomeru kol agoyim, and all the nations will say, Ame osa Hashem kochol ha'aretz hazois. What's going on over here? Why has HaKadosh Baruch Hu done this to Eretz Yisrael? Mechori ha'af ha'godol hazeh. What is this burning af? What about the chema? No mention of chema. The nations will say, "V'omeru, it's because al Hashem ozavu es baris Hashem erekei avisom, because they've forsaken the covenant of Hashem, the God of their fathers, Hashem korasim ombeitiyo esom eretz Mitzrayim, that He made with them, He forged with them when He brought them out of the land of Mitzrayim." And they've gone, vayelchu vayavdu elehim acherim, they've turned away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're serving avodah zarah. Says the next pasuk, this is the nation speaking. They're turning over each other. What's going on over here? And the anger of Hashem is burning in that land. Again, af, no mention of chema. To bring all the kolala which has been talked about in this sefer. Finally, and only at the end, the nations conclude. And Hashem has cast them out from their land, ba'af, uvechema, uveketzef godol. Suddenly now they conclude, you know what, there is af, but there's also chema and even ketzef godol. And he's throwing them out.
What's
ketzef?
Anger.
Ketzef is another lashon of anger.
Anger.
There are three different lashonos of anger. We'll try and touch them a little bit later on in the shir. So the question is, what's going on over here? They start out describing the turning over, much like the Sodom and Amorah, Asher Hafach Hashem Ba'apoyu v'chamosoy, with Af and Chema. That's how it's described by the Torah. But the nations, they don't mention Chema, not until the final point, Vayitashem Hashem Yalad Mosem, then it comes with the Af, Chema, and Kesef Gadol. Why do they start out with only Af when they're talking about, twice they talk about Vayichar Af Hashem, Mechori Ho'af HaGadol Hazeh? What's going on over here? There's a Tosfos in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is talking, it brings a pasuk in Yecheskel, which describes, the Novi Yecheskel is describing six men, Shisha Anoshim, which will come in order to punish Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara asks, who are these six men? And the Gemara says that three of them are Af, Chemo, and Ketzef. Af, Chemo, and Ketzef. So Tosfos asks over there, but I don't understand. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet. The Gemara over there asks a stira, asks a contradiction. On the one hand, the Pasuk says that Chema ainli, there is no Chema. On the other hand, I think it's the Pasuk that brings Mipnei Yogurti, Mipnei Yogurti, Mipnei Afa Chema, Yogurti Mipnei Afa Chema. Yeah, Ki Yogurti Mipnei Afa Chema. So there is Chema, and the Gemara answers. Can be Yisrael, can be Umes Ha'olam. By Klal Yisrael, there's no Chema. Only by the Umes Ha'olam, only by the nations of the world, there is Chema. Says Tosfos, what's going on? But the Gemara says in Shabbos that the six men, three of the six men who came to punish Klal Yisrael, we're not talking about the Umes here, we're talking about Klal Yisrael, they are Af, Chema, and Ketzef. So you've got that Chema. How does that square with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which says that there is no Chema by Klal Yisrael? Says Tosfos, but come to think of it, The Gemara in Avodah Zarah itself is very difficult to understand. And that is in light of a Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, describes what happens when Moshe Rabbeinu comes back to Mitzrayim. He's on the way back from Midian together with Tzipporah and his children. And he's coming down to Mitzrayim, and along the way they stop off at a punduk. They stop off at an inn. The Gemara says that Feshtetzuch, because Moshe Rabbeinu had been told to go back to Mitzrayim, he didn't have time to do the bris milah. He knew they were going to be journeying, so he hadn't done the bris on his son. But now he arrives at the punduk, and once again, Nisrashal, he doesn't get on with doing the bris. He rather unpacks their belongings and, as it were, settles into this inn for the night. Says the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends along two malachim, Af and Chemo. And Af and Chemo come along, and they look to swallow up Moshe Rabbeinu. And as I'm sure you will know the story there, that they swallow him up from the head down to the Mokum Amila, but not the Mokum Amila. And then from the feet up to the Mokum Amila, but again, once again, not the Mokum Amila. Moshe Rabbeinu gets the message, Tzipporah gets the message, they understand the koyach of the Bris Mila. We know Moshe Rabbeinu was born Mohul, the Gemara says. And this protected him from the Af and Chema. They weren't able to go beyond the Mokum Amila. The Mokum Amila was protected. So he understood the message, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to tell him. And therefore, Vatikach Tzipporah Tzor, that Tzipporah takes the rock and she performs the Bris Mila. Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu decided at this point, this is as I'm elaborating a little bit based on the Marashah there, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Af and Chemor, they're right fit. And we know the rule, if somebody comes Lahorgacha to kill you, Hashkim Lahorgai, he's a right if you get up and kill him. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to kill Af and Chemor. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, don't do it, because I sent them. So he stepped back. Says the Gemara, but Yeshayim, there is an opinion that says that Moshe Rabbeinu killed Chema. Af he left, but Chema he killed. So the Gemara Taka asks over there, from Psukim, but we do find Chema, and the Gemara gives two answers. Answer number one is, Terei Chema Havu. There's two Chemas. Moshe Rabbeinu killed one, and he left the other. The other still exists. And that's what we find in Pesukim. And another answer is, V'yibayis Emo, that Chema himself he killed, but the armies of Chema, they remained. And but therefore, when we find Pesukim, the talk of Chema, that still exists, it's talking about the armies, the troops of Chema, they still remain. So either there's two Chemos, he killed one, and the other one remains, or it's the armies that still remain. Coming back now to Tosfos. Says Tosfos, so Be'emes, again, question one was, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, by Klal Yisrael, there is no Chema. So how does that square with the Gemara in Shabbos that says that Af, Chema, and Ketzef, they came, in the Novi and Yecheskel, they came to attack Klal Yisrael. But I thought you said there is no Chema by Klal Yisrael. Question one. But says Tosfos, question two is, I don't really understand what's bothering the Gemara in Avodah Zarah to start with. The Stira and the Pesukim. Chema eini. It's not a problem. Chema eini means one type of chema. That's the chema that Moshe Rabbeinu killed. And kiyogerti mipineo afa chema is talking about the other type of chema. What's the problem? Why are you saying one is by Umas Olam, one is by Klal Yisrael? The kasha doesn't start, says Tosfos. And Tosfos blies by kasha. So what we want to try and do is, I mean, try to somewhat suggest a little bit of an answer to Tosfos' kasha over here. And that is by understanding a little bit better, a little bit deeper, what exactly is going on in that Gemara in Nedarim. What exactly is it that Moshe Rabbeinu, he comes and he kills Chema, he leaves Af? What's the difference between Af and Chema? What's going on over here? In order to understand this, I want to just present two Hakdomas. Both of these Hakdomas are based on the Malbim in Tehillim, two different Kapitluch in Tehillim. And then Be'ez Hashem, if we understand the Gemara in Nedarim better, Be'ez Hashem will be able to answer up Tosfos and Shabbos, and then answer up the questions we had in Parashas Nitzavim. Yesod number one is like this. In Kapitel Zayin of Tehillim, this is, as the Malbim explains the Kapitel over there, David HaMelech is describing over there the Shevet, the rod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is coming to punish him for the Averos that he has done. And this rod comes in the form of the nations. David HaMelech's enemies who are coming to antagonize and to attack him. That's how he describes it over there. And at one point he says, Va'adas lu'umim tesoivavekol. Says the Malbim, what this is saying is like this. Just like we find, he doesn't quote this, but we know that Mitzrayim, the Rishonim asked the question, why were the Mitzrayim punished for enslaving and afflicting Klal Yisrael? But they were just doing their job. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already decreed God as Mitzrayim already by the Bris Bein Abasarim. So why were they held culpable? So one of the answers, I think, is the Rambam is the one who says, because they added on more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyochad had decreed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed a certain amount, and they went beyond that amount. It's exactly the same thing over here. It says David HaMelech, Va'adas lu'umim tesoivavekol. I've noticed how the nations, they're surrounding you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're laying more and more accusations. Okay, whatever it is I have done, I can accept. I'm worthy of punishment for that. But why are they coming and they're laying accusations, things which, they never happened. Therefore, I ask of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can see, they're coming with their own motives here. They're not coming just to carry out their mission as your shaliach. I ask of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'olehu al amorim shuvah. Turn away from them, go back upon high, and put a stop to this whole exercise. And rather, start again from the beginning. Hashem Yodin Amin. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first, judge the nations now. These nations who are coming laying their accusations, let's see how clean and innocent they are. Judge them. And then, Shofteini Hashem Ketzidki. This is what he calls it, Midas HaTziruf, I've seen it called Midas HaShivui. What David HaMelech is asking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, okay, I'm not perfect. But don't judge me on my own. Judge me in the bigger picture. Judge me together with the rest of the world. And then we'll see how I come out. Right, we know by Noach, L'doi Reisov. The same idea over here. If you judge me in comparison to the rest of the world, I'm a tzaddik gomel. Uchasumi oloi. But regarding my temimos, says the Malbim, oloi. You don't have to judge me with the rest of the nations. You can judge me oloi on my own. Says the Malbim, what's going on over here, and this is what we want. The Malbim says, David HaMelech was saying, you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu know better than anyone else that I didn't really sin. Uchasumi, in terms of my penimius, whatever I did, let's talk about the Maisa Basheva, there was a cheshbon there, this was the Rotzen of Hashem. I didn't really sin. The problem is, Le'ene B'nei Adam, to the onlookers, to the world, it doesn't look very good. And that's why I'm being punished. So I ask of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regarding the tzaddik element, tzaddik means Le'ene B'nei Adam, to be as I'm perceived by the world around me. I ask of you, in terms of my chitzonius, the way I behave, the way I interact in the outside world, for that, Shofteini Hashem Ketzidki, Hashem Yodin Amim, judge the nations, judge me with them, and then, Shofteini Ketzidki, judge me according to the way I stand, relative to the rest of the world. But Uchasumi, when it comes to the Tamimus Halev, when it comes to the Pnimius, you don't need to judge me with everyone else, because you are Kodesh Baruch Hu, know that my temimus is absolutely 100%. Uchasumi oloi. So, this is the way the Malbim teaches it over there. And with this, by the way, we can understand Chazal, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kalo eme David chato. Anyone who says that David sinned, eino elotoye. He's mistaken. How do we know he's mistaken? Because it brings Pesukim that show the Shekhinah is still with him. Says the Gemara, could it be that David HaMelech sinned and the Shekhinah is still with him? Must be that he didn't really sin. I, but David HaMelech himself said to Nosan Anovi, he said, Chotosi, Chotosi Lashem, I sinned to Hashem. The Teretz is based on what we're saying. Kolo Omer David Chotah, anyone who really believes David sinned, Eino Elotaya, you're mistaken, it looks like he sinned. Of course, to the outside, to the onlooker, it didn't look very good. But Uchasumi Aloi, anyone who knows the Pnimius, the Cheshbonis that went into it, and understands the workings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will understand, Eino Elotaya, David HaMelech didn't really sin. That's Yesod number one. Yesod number two is, what we say, we didn't say it today because it was a bris, but we say in Tachanun, Hashem, Al Ba'apachosei Chicheni, This is Kapitel Vov. Says the Malbim, what's the difference? And here we come to the most important point. What is the difference between af and chema? Al ba'apa chosu chicheni, v'al ba'chamosu chosu yasereni. Says the Malbim, af is chitzoni. That's a ponim shel zaam. That's when a person puts on a face of anger. Chema, he doesn't quote the pasuk, but we have him again, as Esther, v'chamosu bo'arovoi. It's the burning inside the person. When a person is really boiling inside, a person is seething inside. Therefore, David HaMelech asks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al ba'apecha sechicheni, when it comes to teichocha, which means giving me direction, educating me, guiding me in terms of the future path that I'm going to traverse, I don't need to ask of you that it shouldn't be with chema, because you're a loving father, you wouldn't be burning inside. But I'm asking of you, do it with a face upon him meirim, rather than a face of af. Al ba'apecha sechicheni. Even on the outside, it shouldn't be with a ponim shel af. When it comes to siyasereni, when it comes to yisurim, for what I have taka done wrong, and you have to punish me for that, I can't ask of you there shouldn't be any af. Because a father has to punish his child, it's got to be, he's got to at least put on a face that shows that he's not happy. But what I ask of you is, al ba'chamosecha siyasereni, that inside, though, there shouldn't be a feeling of chema. That's the yesod of the Malbim. The Malbim says, af is external, chema is internal. So these are the two yesodes we have here. Yesod number one is to understand that David HaMelech was saying, we've got these two types of mishpot. When it comes to the way I've behaved on the outside, it doesn't look too good. So for that, you're holding me culpable at my madrigo. So for that, I ask of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Yodin Amim, judge the nations, judge me with them, Ketzidki, relative to them. But when it comes to my Tamimus Halev, to the internal Uchsumi Yodah, you don't need to judge me relative to the nations, because you know I've got absolute Tamimus with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yesod one. Yesod number two is Af and Chema. Af is external, Chema is internal. That being the case, now we can come back to the Gemara and Nedarim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Af and Chema have come to attack me because I didn't do the Bris Milah. As the Maharshal says, there's no question whatsoever, and we don't need the Maharshal to tell us. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu here. Of course he had a cheshbon. There was a reason why he didn't do the Bris Milah. But the taina over here is, but not everyone knows your cheshbon is Moshe Rabbeinu. To the onlooker, it doesn't look very good. Here you are unpacking, settling in. What about the Bris? No, it's already time. Higi Azman. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, fine. You know what? I accept. Therefore, af. In terms of the external, fine. For that, I'll leave af alone. But chema, why is chema coming to attack me? Chema means the internal anger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, uchasumi aloi, like David HaMelech said. In terms of the pnimius, you know the inside, I'm 100%. And therefore, chema has no right to attack me. Therefore, af, nu, I can accept. Externally, there's a taina on me. But uchasumi aloi, but internally, in terms of my pnimius, I'm 100%. Therefore, chema had no right to attack me, and therefore he killed chema. Says the Gemara, but chema still exists. Says the Gemara, that's a different type of chema. That's a bechinah of chema when taka, the person, has rebelled. There's a sense of merida, and the pnimius is taka rotten. When the pnimius is rotten, then that's the second bechinah of chema. That's Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm leaving. That chema should be able to attack when the person taka deserves it, because the pnimius is rotten, that he left. But the idea that chema can come and jump on the bandwagon and can join on with af, when the person is taka uchasumi aloi, when his internal is taka 100%, and it's just the external that doesn't look too good, Moshe Rabbeinu said, that I'm putting a stop to. And he killed that bechina of chema. Coming back to Tosfos now, the Gemara in Avodah Zorah is one and the same. The Gemara in Avodah Zorah is saying, on the one hand, it says, chema eini, there's no more chema. On the other hand, we have this pasuk, ki yogur to me, p'neo afa chema, how does it square? The answer is, you're 100%, 100% right. There are two types of chema. The chema that attacks when the person's internal is taka 100%. That doesn't exist. Chema eini. The one which I'm afraid of is taka, when I rebel against that Kodesh Baruch Hu. The internal is rotten, that's ki yogur to me, p'neo afa chema. But says the Gemara, you should know, that Bederech Klal only exists by the Umas HaOlam. By Klal Yisrael, we are eternally attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara says in Megillah, the Talmidim asked Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, they said to him, when he asked them, tell me, what do you think it was that Klal Yisrael did wrong in the Purim story that warranted such a severe punishment? You know, the threat of Haman. So they initially thought, because they benefited from the Suda of Achashverosh, he disproved them. So they said to him, Rebbe, tell us, what's the answer? And he said, because they bowed down to the Selim of Nebuchadnezzar. So the Talmidim said to him, so in which case, why tackle were Klal Yisrael saved? And he answered, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaved with them the way they behaved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're asking me, v'chi maso ponim ish badova? Is there maso ponim? Is there favoritism? There's no favoritism. They only bowed down out of fear. They only did it because they were scared of the repercussions. But internally, they're 100% dovok to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're 100% dovok to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I sent them a threat, something which would sort of give them a jolt. But Avada was never really looking to destroy Klal Yisrael. Because the internal of Klal Yisrael is 100% connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the Umos Olam, that's different. What's going on in the Gemara in Shabbos then? It says that Av, Chema, and Ketz have come along. The answer is yes. Occasionally we will find that even by Klal Yisrael, there's an element of Chema. When Klal Yisrael taka falls so low, that it looks like even the internal is somewhat suffering. But again, it's Af, Chema, and Ketzef. What does the word Ketzef mean? Somebody asked before, what's Ketzef? I wonder if it comes from the Lashon. We find Ketzef means like froth. It means froth. The Gemara talks about when a person's being dishonest in business, effectively, and he fills up the measure. He sells wine. So if a person comes to buy the wine from him, so he fills up the measure. And obviously, if you fill it up and you don't leave it to settle, the top part of it is just froth. And therefore, the person thinks he's getting a litre, and he's not. He's getting a litre minus a little bit. Froth is just air. Over here as well, by Klal Yisrael, even when there is chemo, that chemo comes with ketzef. Even when it comes with chemo, but it's not 100% chemo, because even then, the pnimius of Klal Yisrael, as Rav Shimshon Pinkus describes, there's pnimius and there's pnimius. The pnimius of Klal Yisrael never, ever, ever will be disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when it looks like that the pnimius is somewhat suffering, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to send something that looks like chemo, but it will come with ketzef. It comes with a certain element of, yes, there is chemo, but it's with ketzef. It's a certain, with the froth there. It's not 100%. And therefore, b'derech klal, by Klal Yisrael, there is no more chemo, because we're dovuk by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the Umos Olam, there is chemo. By Klal Yisrael, occasionally it will come chemo, but with the ketzef, because it's not 100% chemo. With that, let's come back to this week's parasha. When it starts off, it's describing Sodom and Amorah. By Sodom and Amorah, Asher Hofach Hashem, no question, we're talking about Sodom and Amorah. Of course, it was Ba'apo Vachamosai. This was before Moshe Rabbeinu had killed Chema anyway, but Asher Hofach Hashem Ba'apo Vachamosai. Of course there was Af, there was Chema. We're talking about Rishoyim Gemurim. But the nations, they know Klal Yisrael, the Am Segula. They know we are a nation which is dovuk by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They know Chema Eini by Klal Yisrael. So therefore the nations are saying, what's going on over here? V'omaru kol ha'goyim. Ameos Hashem kochol ha'aretz azos. This is his precious nation, Klal Yisrael. Mechori ho'afakodol azeh. It's only Af. It can't be Chema by Klal Yisrael. Chema Eini. And they continue on to say, because they've served Avodah Zarah. And therefore, v'yichar Af Hashem ba'aretz ahi. But finally, the nations say, you know what? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has cast Klal Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael is the pnimius of the Gan Tzibriya. As the Gemara says in Yomar, from Tziyon, that was the Emen HaShasiya. That was the starting point of the creation of the world. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has cast us out of the Lev, the pnimius of the Bria, it shows that there's something wrong with the pnimius of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, it says, Vayitashem Hashem Me'al Admosom Ba'af Uvechemo. But just to clarify, Uve Ketzef Godol. That Chemo is with Ketzef Godol. There's a lot of froth there. A lot of it is just, it's frothing at the mouth, so to speak. It looks like this Chemo. But you should know it's not 100% Chemo. Because by Klal Yisrael, Af there can be. Because yes, we do things wrong. But Retzoneinu La'asitz Retzoneinecho, you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uchsumi Oloi, that our Rotzen is to do your Rotzen. And therefore, 100% we are dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Occasionally, it looks like even the Pnimius has gone rotten. So therefore, there has to be an element of Chema, but with Ketzef Godol. And therefore, it finishes off the next Pasuk. Perhaps Bederech Meritza. HaNistoris LaHashem Erekeinu. When it comes to the Nistoris, when it comes to the Pnimius, we are 100% LaHashem Erekeinu. With everything said and done, that yes, there's been Av Chema Ketzef Godol, but the Torah is made. When it comes to our Nistoris, when it comes to our Pnimius, we are Hashem Erekeinu. That's our Rotzen is your Rotzen, Hashem. The Hanigros, when it comes to what it looks like on the outside, yes. Lonu Ulevoninu. Sometimes we talk go after our own Ritzenos, we go after our children's Ritzenos, we go after what we want to do in life. But even that has dots on it. Lonu Ulevoninu has dots on it, as Chazal Darshan, because even that is not quite as it looks like. Yes, sometimes it looks like we're going after our Ritzenos, but even that you should know, that really, really we want to do what's right. This is what we're being told in this parasha. We say, Tiku v'achoydeh shofar v'akesir yom chagenu, ki choykli Yisrael hu mishpat l'edekei Yaakov. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, ki choykli Yisrael hu, this is the judgment for Klal Yisrael. That comes first. Then mishpat l'edekei Yaakov. Next comes the mishpat for the Yisrael. Based on what we've said today, especially from the Malbim, we could say the Yisrael, we know Yisrael is a higher madrego than Yaakov. Yisrael is the pnimius of Klal Yisrael, Yaakov is the chitzonius. When it comes to being judged, Yisrael, in terms of the way our Pnimius, for that, like David HaMelech said, you don't need to judge the nations and compare me to them. You can judge me on my own. You can judge Klal Yisrael on our own, and we'll come out meritorious, because you know Hashem, HaNistoris LaHashem Erekeinu. In terms of our Pnimius, we are 100% Dovuk to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nu, what's going to be in terms of Yaakov? What's going to be in terms of the way we behave on the outside? What it looks like. So for that, Mishpat Ledekei Yaakov, for that we need to be judged together with the Umas Ha'elo. Like David HaMelech said, regarding my Kitzidki, my Chitonius, Hashem Yodin Amim, judge me together with the nations. But when it comes to Yisrael, when it comes to the Pnimius, Chichokli Yisrael, we don't need to be judged with them, because they're Uchsumi Olai, our Pnimius HaNistoris LaHashem Elokeinu. Just to conclude, we started off, Ashrei Om Yoda Eisuruah. What is the great secret of the Teruah? Again, we're not going to have time to fully do it justice, but just the Rosh HaParokim. Tekiah comes from the Loshon Tik Uchof. It means to join hands or to stick something else into something else. It's not absolute Tevekus. Teruah is an expression of Osruas Melech Boy. It means we have a connection within. It's an internal connection. It's an absolute Tevekus. Ashrei Om Yoda Isuruah. We learn the Teruah from where? Vatiyabiv Eim Sisro. It's learned from the cry of a mother for a child. This is not a melech for an eved. This is a melech for his precious prince. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, us crying for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu crying for us. It's Usruas Melech Bo, it's an internal connection. It's not something which is just external and you remain two individual bodies. Usruas Melech Bo, it's where the Pnimius is 100%. If you think about Sisro's, you know, his demise. How did it come about? Through Yoel. What did Yoel do? An Aveiro. Externally, it was an Aveiro. But says the Gemara, but it was an Aveiro Lishmo. And for that, she's equated with none less than Soro Rivka Rochel Vareo. That's what the Gemara says in Nozit. The Hainu, it's all about the Pnimius. The idea of the Teruah is about the internal connection that we have with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Usruas Melech Boy. That's Ashrei Om Yodei Teruah. Lucky the people who, no matter how far we veer, externally, HaNistoris LaHashem Erekeinu, we know that we are eternally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, internally, 100% connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, Hashem Be'er Ponecho Ya'aleichun, we can go with the confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that light, that special light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will illuminate our path, light up the path, and Be'ezaz Hashem bring with it all the brachas, and Be'ezaz Hashem Hatzlocha, in the coming year, Lonu U'lechol Yisrael.
Short thought on the Seder. Atem Netzuvim Ayoyim Kirchem Ifnei Hashem Elekaychem. Atem Netzuvim, we get a Fosticha, so Zewe gebringt. Atem is Rosh Taivis. Al Tashli Chayni Milfonecho. Beit Fin Eibishten, don't cast us away, be Mekaravas. You know, there's a fantastic gematria which I heard years ago, but somebody reminded me yesterday. that the word Rosh Hashanah comes to 861. There is not a single pusik in the whole of Tanakh, a single pusik that comes to the total gematria of 861, except for one single pusik in Tehillim, in Kif Yites, and under Lamed that says there, Lemishputecho Omdi Hayoim, Ki Hakoil Avodecho. Hayoim is always in Rosh Hashanah. Lemishputecho for judgment, Omdi, they stood up, Hayoim. Today we are all your servants and we are supplicating to the Rebbein Shlulim for Agit Kiben Shdiur. The gematria of L'mishpotecho, Omdi Hayoim, Ki Hakoil Avodecho is 861. Exactly the same gematria as Rosh Hashanah. Halloi Dovahu. Moirudik. And Abu Chizein Azai. On the thought of we saying every single day, twice a day, Achas Shualti Me'ayis Hashem Ois HaVakash Shifti Be'ayis Hashem Koli Me'achayai. Sometimes the Lushan of Achas Shualti reflects a person sometimes as God requests from the Rebbein Shlulim. There's only one problem, that his needs and his requests are completely counter and opposite to what the Rebbein Shlulim wants for him. He stands there by Shema Kalaini in a bait for a shidduch for his kind. This shidduch should go through and the Rebbein Shalom zol zech barachem zan. And the Rebbein Shalom knows that this is not good for your daughter. This boy is not good for your daughter. It shouldn't be. Oh, but debates. So the Rebbein Shalom listens to your tefillahs, but he overrules them. You want a particular business, you want to buy a property, only to find out later that you davened by a poor Kalaini, Rebbein Shalom, beitach. Please help me, Zos Matzlich San, in doing business. And afterwards, after the exchange and the finality of the business, they find out the foundations are absolutely something which was not, well, one was not able to ascertain at the beginning. And so the Benshem says, you're asking, I know it's not good for you. So the tefillah is davening for something that I and you have got a conflict in what really is supposed to be good for you. But what happens if a Yid asks from the Rebbein Shalom, help me, I should be able to give tzedukah, I should be able to give more charity. Rebbein Shalom, help me to understand them shveren toisves. Rebbein Shalom, help me, I should have a shtikle havuna and a mesikis and tfile. That we should connect, then there's no question about it that the person and the Eibishter are united in this request. Unquestionably that they are thinking on one single solitary line. So meine Zuktuvet HaMelech, Achas, Shualti Me'ayis Hashem. All I ask of you is something which is one. We are united in the same thing. Oiso Avakash, singular. That's the one which I'm asking you. Why is it? Because Shifti Me'ayis Hashem Kolei Me'achayo, to dwell in the house of the Rebbein Shalom, Levake Bechule, to sit and learn the Torah. This is something where you and I, there's no question about it, that we are united on the same request. We want the same thing because you and I have got no disparity, so to speak, on this request. Today, the last day, tonight is the last day of Duditskovich, the Shiva, they're going to get up. Think about it today. He was busy in lots of things. Panusa came as a struggle, but Lamasa. Achas Shualti Me'ayis Hashem Oisa Avakash, if you think about it, his request, his alacrity, his dedication to one thing, the Eden should sit together, Oisa Avakash, Shifti Me'ayis Hashem, that they should sit here and they should learn Torah, Koli Me'achayai. In that, the kid that you've got, the Achas Shualti Me'ayis Hashem, that he was united, so to speak, in Kav Yuchu with Rebbein Shalom, in that one demand, in that one quest. You know, I've got a couple of minutes left, I'll just say one thought for Rosh Hashanah. We say on the night of Rosh Hashanah, we ask the Yerutzen Zahin, Yerutzen Zaher, Yerutzen Shir Bezuch Yosaini Kerimoin. Why is it suddenly this pomegranate is introduced there? So we know the 613 pips. I must tell you the truth, I never counted them. I lost after. But I take the word for it. There are 613 pips there, but Lamasa, there is a Gemur which speaks about Rav Meir. Rav Meir was one of the greatest Tanum that walked the face of the earth. And nevertheless, nobody passed. Nobody passed like him. They didn't pass like Rav Meir. You know, there was a couple of reasons. One reason we mentioned before in early years about Rosh Hashanah, that the Chachamim, nobody really understood. The depth of his intelligence was so phenomenal that they could never fathom it. But there was another reason, because Rav Meir learned Torah from Acher. Acher was a gentleman called Elisha ben Neviya, and he was one of the four which were Abu Shnechlus in the Pardes, and Acher unfortunately veered off the straight way, but he was to walk with Rav Meir. Rav Meir was befalpel with him in Alucha and learned with him. And they came to a place where Acher was on the horse on Shabbos, walking on Shabbos. And then Rav Meir speaking to him in Torah. Rav Meir stops. He says to Rav Meir, "Ad kan trim Shabbos. Ich gei wat. Ich bin a posh Yisrael. Aber di hitz der Shabbos. You stay here. Don't go further." So in that reason, we say the Master is Acher was his teacher. Something there, which is perhaps questionable about the Torah of Rav Meir Kav Yuchel, so to speak. So what was his reasoning? Zut the Gemara Meir Rimoin Mutsu, pomegranate. What's the pomegranate? Toichoi Uchal Klipusoi Zurach. The juicy red pips inside, those were consumed, but Klipusoi Zurach, the yellow bitter peel that we all curl up our lips at the side from because of the distasteful feeling when we eat it, that's the part which he discarded. So Memaila, he ate the beautiful, succulent, delectable thoughts of Rabbaya, of Acha, of his Torah, which he knew, which he was a gudel b'Torah, but Klipus HaZurach, the other part of it, he discarded. So we asked of the Rabbein Shalom, Yerutzen Shir Bizuchir Sainei, please, Kerimoin, why Kerimoin? It's Taka too. Yidden have got the yellow part. There's parts of a virus and there's parts of Zduinus and Shkugas and all distasteful parts. But look deep inside the heart of every Yid. There's the juicy, succulent, sweet pips of Yidden, which are Melayu, Mitzvah, Iskerimoin. The Eibishter soll helfen, soll alle solche sein, Zaxive, Vachsime, Teuwe, Vesifron, Shil Tzadik, im Gemire, im Entake, sein Azizio, in Aschune, Teuwe, Mesike, Umay. Amen. Yeah.